20. Okay. The people remember to bring in a Murray Cotton.
I bought one for Rabbi also.
Yeah, I know. I thank you very much. I see you did, but anyone else have Murray Cottons? You have a computer. You have a computer too? Okay. Who else can look into a Gemara? How was I can wait? You're okay there? There you go. All right. You can look in with him?
Sure.
All right. That's the case. Looking for efficiency here. Let it take a look first when I hand it out. Let me get the handout first. That'll be more. Let me make a comment on. And Darkei Halimut, Darkei Oror. Might have guessed by now, I think there's a sheet in learning. As I grew up, it was called Kekotem Shenol Adom. Stop learning in the progression. My Shver Zatzal, let us sit every morning. After he ate breakfast, he was Marva the settler, usually one of the Kuyim. And then he learned some Tanakh. Then he said to him, then he went to the Gemara.
How long did that last?
Huh?
How long did that Seder last?
15, 20 minutes. But he learned Tanakh during the day many times. Tanakh, I'm sorry, I skipped. Then Mishnayos. Then what he did, Tanakh Mishnayos, he used as a fill-in all day. He had nothing better to do. He always had with him a Tanakh or a Mishnayos. Usually a Mishnayos. In Shul, Bein Akuyim, there, he always learned Mishnayos while they were making Misha Beras. I think it's especially true in Horor, in Halacha. You need a broad picture. A broad picture is usually given to you by your mother. You grow up in a house, so you have some idea of Kashrus, Shabbos. Then you got to flesh it out a little bit. Okay, this business of Avelus, Baruch Hashem, not many of you had any real contact with it. So it's a good idea for us to get an overview. What are we talking about? That's what we've been trying to do. That's why I handed out to you last time the Chochmah Sodom. If you learn to the Chochmas Sodom, you have a picture, but you have to remember, it's a still in many areas a Das Yochid. In many Hovoro, that's not what you're looking for. Looking for the broad picture. Then you can back up and get the Makos, so you have a better understanding of Halacha. The Rambam is also a nice quickie. I never begin the Sugi without looking through first the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch. If there's Shulchan Aruch and the Sugi, you only look at Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. Why? Then you know where you're going. Don't get tablunged, don't get lost too far. Right? You may not know how to get there, but if you know you have to head north, and suddenly you're on a highway heading south, you know you made a mistake. After you go north, you're going to find the right road to go. I think we'll do best, especially, I did it for you in Hilchos Nida, the same thing. Pick up the first Rambam. Okay? Mitzvah Saseh, Lisabel, Alakovim. You're in trouble already. He found a Mitzvah Saseh. Big Machlokes Rishonim. Is it the Reis, is the Rabbonim? The Rambam caught right through. This is the Reis. Dealing with the Reis, and now we have a different orientation. Something we discussed in Shia yesterday. Right. Then maybe you have a principle, Sofet Reis Ulchum. But some of you might have heard, there is such a halacha that says, Halacha Kedibri Amekul Babelus. So most likely that halacha was not said by the Rambam. Or it was said by the Rambam, but you haven't defined yet what avelus are you talking about. So I handed out to you the Tiferes Yisrael, the Kupat Rochelim, there, that tells you avelus, hey, what avelus are you talking about? Aninus? They don't even mention there in the Kupat Rochel. You know what I'm referring to? What I handed out last time? Yeah. It tells me Zeras Zion, Zeras Shloshim, right? What the Reise of the Rambam mean? So look further. Chenema, and you see how the Rambam gets into trouble right away. V'achalti chatas hayom hayita b'nei Hashem. What's the kasha right away on the Rambam? What does that have to do with us? We don't earn chulin from kadoshim. That's a chulin by kadoshim. And of course, everybody has that on the Rambam. Rambam had a different Kabbalah. As we'll see from the Gemara. It's really the Shita Sarif. Vein Avelus Min HaTorah, what Avelus are we talking about? Zion, Shloshim? I don't know. We're talking about Aninus Avelus. What's Aninus Avelus? A composite. Ela v'yom Rishon Buvad, Shehu, Yom HaMisa, v'yom HaKvura. Okay, how are we doing our numbers? I made 10 copies. There should be, yeah, any extra. Oh, I'm sorry. I stole your copy. I don't know, it's my copy because I really put the staple on the right side. Must be somewhere on the machine. Can you adjust the machine to do the staple on the other side? No.
Yeah.
Get it?
Yeah.
I don't know which you have to push to do that. It's not comfortable reading Hebrew that way. Yeah. So what's he talking about? Yom HaMisa v'yom HaKvura. So if someone dies on Sunday and you bury him on Monday, none of the Rises. Even the Rambam says only the Rabbanan then. People, you with me? Avol shah hashiva yomim ain't a din Torah. Afa pi shenamah b'Torah Here the Rambam needs a help, but why he says this? We learned in Parshas Vayechi, when Yosef buried his father, Vayas lo'oviv ovel shivas yomim, right? Nitna Torah v'nizchasha halacha. I mean, here, if you have an idea of how the Rishonim, Bali Tosfos, got involved on this question, is it the Raisis the Rabbonim? The Rambam sort of flaunts it. Why do you people use the expression? He sticks it to them. Right. He says, what? Of all the Raisis, what do you bring me a Raya from Yaakov with Yosef, with Egypt, with Mitzrayim making Avelos, with embalming him? What's got to do with us? It's obviously not our halacha that we're talking about. Yet the Rambam mentioned it, even though it says there that he made an Ovil Shivas Yomim, and it's a pasuk in the Torah, so it should be a deraisa. And what's the biggest kasha of all? It's not Avelos even. It was before he was buried. Burial begins Avela begins with burial. Before that's all Aninus. That was the halacha then. After Matan Torah, the halacha changed. Moshe Rabbeinu tikin lehem liYisrael Shiva Shimei Avelus and Shiva Shimei Mishteh. Okay? So if you thought that Sheva Bochus, my Chassanim here, if you thought that that was an imposition on you, blame Moshe Rabbeinu for it. It was his bright idea. Pick up the Kesef Mishneh, do a quick introduction to the next. Das Hagonim Kedas Rabbeinu. He's not alone. Rambam's not a Das Yochi here. V'chein Das Hariv, a Ramban. So Rambam Baruch Shem has good support for his position. Af al pi she Rabbeinu Tam v'ri Holkin. That haraya is difficult to accept. What's got to do with avelus? There's a halacha like we have later on avelus isur bosav yayin. That's a nihug. A nihug of something. The nihug of Avelus by us, a nihug of Aninus by us, by Avelus, on the contrary. By Avelus, as we'll see, they were masakin 10 brochos in the Bichas Amazon. Can they get 10 kosos yayin that the Oval is supposed to drink to calm his fears, calm his sorrow? Right. So, how do you jump from Isur Achila to Hilchos Avelus? The two separate inyanim. Over Sefer HaMitzvah Shalom, Kosav HaMitzvah Lama Zayin, worth my look, I didn't want to appear so many handouts. That much you can take a look if you get a chance to. It's short. Mitzvah Lamazayin pretty much quotes most of it. She nitztavu hakohanim sheyitamu lekrovim. V'zeh ba'asmo hu mitzvahs evil, klomal, kolish misorel chayel yosabel ha'krovov. In Sefer Mitzvahs, he gives another deraisah component of avelus. If you're a Kohen, you have to be mechalel your kohuna. as part of your nihu gavelus. That's the raise. Okay, people, complete the rest. Take a look at the tool. I gave you here a tool. Excuse me for wait a page. That I'm able to. On my little printer at home, I can't get a full page. No, I can't get here either. I don't think. But I learned that if I put it on, reduction cycle, I can get a piece in. Look at the two. Hakova mesa koydah regel. Binyan shechalol of avelus. I'm sorry. Wrong one. Now I got it in the wrong order. Shin Sarekhes, I want to stop it. Okay. Binyan Avelus, Ika Plukto, the Rabbe Vosso. Hey, Machokis of the big ones. Im Yesh, Mimenu, Min HaTorah. Hagonim Kosu, Shavel Shem Rishon, Im Hu Yomiso. Man, again, has to be both the kvura, has to be the same day that he died. Then it's a deraisa. Ozhu deraisa. Ushara yomim derabona. Varai bin hosted lomar. Dixera shloshim. Negius vitasporas deraisa. Jump past gzera shiva even. And each time there's a reduction in the homer hanihu. Right? Let me tell you what that means, even though we don't understand how that developed. Aninus the Raisa, and we learned it from Aaron Cohen. Right. Over the whole day, aninus yom rishon deraisa. What's our nihuk? Fellow dies, and the Chevra Kadisha did their work expeditiously, and you bury him at 2:00. Aninus is finished. Now starts avelus. Where did you find that? Aninus is deraisa. Where did you find that a half a day is a rice? It doesn't have so place. Neither rice, a whole day is a rice. Yep.
Why can't the din deraisa just be until kura?
I'm sorry?
Why can't the din deraisa just be until kura?
Why can't it be? Because the halacha is adinus yom rishon deraisa. And yom rishon, I know what yom rishon is. It means from alos hashacha or from zricha tishki. Don't say half. Don't say I was the reiser or Arakvur is the reiser. No place to go. Vanina suchud, Vavela suchud. Right? You should remember. Don't mix up the two. Also bazer, muta bazer. While it could be also in one and mutter the other, don't tie in, they're not one dependent on the other. The onen ain't also the emulsion in a Torah, Elo, Bachiles, Kadosh, and Raiso Sheni. The Yod, Hechmiro, Bochachomim, Loso, Bidvorem, Ham Foroshim, and Pay Mishameso. What we learned last time. What? He can't eat in front of the mess, he cannot make brachas, he cannot say kriyat shema, etc. If he's also in the mess. Aval avelus lo motzinu b'shem mokom shimen atova. Lo Ramban herer bo miyod v'siyum devorav. Quick summary. Namtzinu l'meidim sh'avelus shom rishon shu yomisu ukvuro men atova. period. That's the quick summary of the Machlokes Gaonim Rishonim. V'lo kol hanogim ba'ovel. Not every dead person imposes upon you Hilchas Ovel. Ela b'zayin meisem afroshim ha-Torah. Shehein Ovel v'imo v'no u'vito ocher v'achos ha-psula. Right? What do you mean Yisuchos ha-psula? You want a married sister? You know Ovel is not a married sister? He's tying in what the Rambam said, but he brought the Rambam, that the Rambam said that a mitzvah daraisa for a Kohen to be Mechalel Kohenoso, that's part of his Avelus. It doesn't apply to a married sister. Only an unmarried sister is a Kohen Mechalel Kohenoso. That's something you people should know, that's Halacha L'maaseh. A Kohen loses sister, he chooses a married woman, he can't go into the funeral, can't go into the chapel. Okay? Ishto Nisua, Avo, Gimu Mesim Shehosifu Alehen, La Belus, Shehain, Ochev Meimo, a half brother, but half brother maternal, not paternal. Vachoso me'imo, likewise. Nisua v'arusa me'av o me'im, either one. Vachoso hanuso mufuto abeloso es b'divri sofrim. V'kach kosav harambam, ela shekosav ishto v'chlal osom shem b'divri sofrim. And here again, the two argues with the Rambam. He held that what? That Ishto was only Midibri Sofra. And he'll be, he vadai min ha-Torah, im hi gedola. Avol Ishto ktana Midibri Sofra. Why? Why? So if it's a ktana married by brother or mother, then the Kedushin of the Rabbon, it doesn't say that exactly. It doesn't differentiate whether the father made the Kedushin or not. Badoni Ovi Horozal Hiskim Divi Rabbein Tam Olevi, that said, everything is the Rabbon. Right? Except, what? Aninus Yom Rishon. That even Rabbeinu Tam and Ri agree, Aninus Yom Rishon is the Raisi. Take a quick look at the Gemara and we'll go to Shulchan Aruch. Gemara's on Daf Chof. So you started earlier, what I just learned. starts. Drop earlier. Given you tell someone else it would be better. Okay. Now we know we need the next one. The big one by me. According to this, social young coin, my regal. What I meant of the Shiva. Shmona, which means he began his shloshim, he finished the 7 days, began the shloshim, but lehemenu gzeira shloshim. But that's only regel. Bnei she'omru, meaning for the halachi is Shabbos ole veinu mafsekes, chigolim mafsikin veinu olim. Why? Regel has aloch of simcha. You can't do that. You can't turn it on, turn it off. You can't have avelus, then I have to turn it on simcha, then I have to go back to avelus. It's not a rational, emotional response. Therefore, you have to make a decision. And the decision is that simcha de rabim is mevatel avelus de yochid. But Shabbos is an halacha of simcha. Therefore, Shabbos as a halacha of quote Shabbos, we should not behave in a certain way on Shabbos. So on Shabbos, I don't behave that way. I don't wear torn clothes. Right? I don't sit on the ground because it's not Shabbosdik. Come Sunday, we're back in business. Rablezer Omer, Yishechova Beis Hamikdash, Atzeres Kishabbos. You can figure that out for yourself. There's no longer any simcha. We don't have any zvochim. So it's just that you don't want to start up with Yom Tov. It's no different than Shabbos. We don't pass in that way. As Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah Kivon Kirgolim, Cham Omim Lo Kedivizeh, Lo Kedivizeh, Ella. Atzeres is Kirigolim. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim is Kishabbos. So Rashi says, because only one day, therefore it doesn't interfere that badly. Better Hezbollah is, I think we're all, right, that it's So no chiyuv, that's a machlokes, the chonim, where there's a chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. See the degree of uncertainty halacha lemaisa at that time already, time of the Amoraim already, of beginning Rav, boundary line of Tanoim Amoraim, it wasn't established yet. There's no fixed code of conduct for Avelus. Amar Rav gzeiras botlu yamelo botlu. On Yom Tov, we don't conduct ourselves, but the days remain. Meaning, after Yom Tov, you finish the Shloshim. V'chein amar Rav Huna, gzeiras botlu yamelo botlu. Hasheishos amar, afilu yomim nami botlu. My time of yomim lo botlu. Shim lo gila chayav haregel, also legalech achar haregel. What I handed out from the Tveros Yisroel, among the Gzeira Shloshim, is the Isur Giluach. I'm sorry. Vohasanya, Hakovir Asmeso, that's a state, a Nechusa, not a Kashi. Vohatanya, that's what we learned. Hakovir Asmeso, Shoshiyam Koyim Regio, Botla Menog Zera Shiva, Shmanyam Koyim Regio, but Meg Zera Shoshi. Umagaleach Ereba Regio. Im Logilach Ereba Regio, also Lagaleach Acha Regio. Why? What's that to do with whether he can take a shave or not? There's the COVID young to make a shave. If he didn't shave, however, right, he can't shave the whole solution. Why? That's exeged rabbonon. Why? To asa. You can't take a shave on Cholamoy to force you to shave it on your. But there are people, Elo Magalchim Bemoe. The first Mishnah there. Look at on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Habor Maginas Hayom Beis Hashivya Hayotze Mibeis Hasurin. You gotta look at with somebody. Look at with him. He has it on the computer. You have it on the computer? The Moed Kotin, you have it on the computer?
I can get it probably.
Yeah, that's a good idea, yeah. Hamnu the Shitigalu, etc. Why? Because there's no shloshim. Not because give my hetel. There's no isur. Since it was 8 days before, so shloshim began. Once you interrupted the shloshim, the shloshim disappears. There's no gzeira shloshim. Now, you have to stop. Remember, though, we're talking about gzeira shloshim. But Allah the aim, we have a Gzeirah Shud Beis Chodesh. So that Yontif is not Mavatil, the Isu Giluach Allah the aim. Shoshim applies to Ochiv, Achoso, Beno, Bito, to all the others. But Yud Beis Chodesh only applies to Allah the aim. That's not up for Bito. Bito is only an Isu that can't be interrupted. When the Rabbanan made a Gzeirah Yud Beis Chodesh, they figured out by themselves there must have been at least one Yom Tov in between. Right? And if there is, obviously they meant that Yom Tov is not Mabatel Yud Beis Chodesh. Otherwise there wouldn't be Gzeirah Yud Beis Chodesh. Alright, you want just... Let's go to Shulchan Aruch. We'll come back to something we want to, as we need. We'll get to the details that comes out. Now it's new details of mixing Yom Kippur and so on. We're not that far advanced. Din of Aninus. We'll come back and return to Trio and Vinikur. What do we have to do here? Began already last time.
On a shemit aleph.
On page Kufa and Gimel, Shin Mem Aleph, Hilchos Saninim. Mishu Mes Tomes, Shu Chai Vasabel Olov, Kodem Kvuro, that's the definition of Aninus. I said this quickly last time. Ochel Bebayis Acher. We discussed the reasons for these chumras and for the heter, namely the ptul from doing mitzvos. Pointed out that it was not said in the language of osik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, but it's halacha of kovar hames. It's halacha of tzorchei hames. So things that interfere with your ability to take care of the needs of kvura, that the Rabbanon didn't require you to do. That includes even din d'oraisa or kriya shma, right? So there's a p'tur on that. But the reason for the p'tur is either or. And the chilek will be, if it's a p'tur and you want to do it, fine, then you do it. If it's an isur because of kovod hames, it's not respectful if you go to shul to daven. Second reason is that there's a chiyuv kvura. That's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Everybody agrees a chiyuv kvura is a d'oraisa. What it imposes upon you is a shaila, what is d'oraisa d'rabbanan? That you have to bury someone in the earth, that's a din d'oraisa. Therefore, what interferes with you performing that mitzvah, you're potter. It's not osik but one mitzvah, potter on a mitzvah. Right? It would have been a nice, easy way to explain these nuhugi aninus. Okay, skip. Where is it? Quickly. Now goes the next point. Well, he shouldn't eat, make a mechitza, go elsewhere. Okay, that's obviously kovod hames. Nothing to do with tzorchei hames, because you're not involved in tzorchei hames, you're eating. Now, next goes. It's top of the omid. Vafilu hu b'ir acheres. Also, eino meisa v'yochel. That's clearly kovod hames. You don't sit down in a formal dinner. Meisa v'yochel, sit back on an armchair, on a couch, right? The normal way. But sit on the ground. And next, veina ochel basar veina shose yayin veina mevorech birchas hamotzi, lo birchas hamozon, even though birchas hamozon is the reise, veina mevorechen olav lo mazminen olav, he's not considered to be part of the chabura. Apilu mochel em acherem shemet vochim lo yana achem omen upoto mekol mitzvos amuras b'tova. Then comes the problem. But what if he's not osik b'mis? V'meino tzorech lasok b'tzorech hames. Then the next question should be, so why the nehugia veil? If it was from kovod hames, I still see some nehugia aninus. If it's only for tzorchei hames, he's not around even, right? Gagan shesho acherim shoskim b'shvilo. Yes, omrim shafidim yilse lahachmer lasmu levorech olanos omen acham levorechem enu reshoi. That's part of kovod hames, right? Just like, that's in my mind, I always compare the two. Like the Rambam says, that the din d'oraisa that a kohen must be mechalel kunoso. Here you have to be mechalel your yahadus. You mechalel your don't behave like a Jew. You eat without a bracha, you walk away without benching, right? Like a goy. Ubishabas b'yamtiv, where you can't be osuk b'mes, and in the second half, there's a chiyuv, Shabbos yamtiv, to conduct yourself b'derech kovod. Kovod to Shabbos yamtiv. Ochel bosa, chose yayin, mevorech, v'chayim koramisus. Also, according to the Rambam, according to the Rif, there's no such extinction. He doesn't make that exception. What he says is, on Shabbos Yom Tov, no nehugi aninus, no nehugi avelus. Tosfos, who holds that everything is the Rabbanon, however, says Tashar Mitzvah also. Machlok is the Rambam and the Barnei Tosfos. I'm actually the Gaonim, the Rambam and the Gaonim against the Barnei Tosfos. Let me stop here and give you a little shaila. This part of Eino Mesiv Ochel, right? We don't have the armchair couch dinner, the dining room chairs, right? That's not our minute, okay? But we have an issue to eat the chabura. That's what that came out. That's, I think, part of the Mesiv Ochel. That's the kind of for the formal eating. What about Shabbos and Yom Tov? Someone's an Abeilus, that's the Abe aim is call your base Chodesh. And where are my Chassanim? I wonder if you had those Shabbos. Anybody among your guest list was an Abe, could he join you for Shabbos Sheva Bochus? Come and Shabbos. So some people paskin, oh, no problem. Like they do at the hall, at the wedding hall. What happens? All the Avelim eat outside, right? You have sometimes a chabura of 20 Avelim and having a ball with a private waiter, and having a ball outside. It doesn't really satisfy the halacha very well. So, no problem. You have a cousin who's a novel. He wants to join you for Sheva Brochus. So you'll take one of the ladies' mechitzas, and in the dining room, you put a little mechitza, like you have now at weddings, where you have three kinds of tables. One table for the normal people, where the families eat together, husband and wife. Right. Then you have the frumis, where men and women are separate, and the husband and wife have to wave to each other across the mechitza. Right, then you invited some rebbes, and they want a mechitza around their table. Those are the three levels of kedusha. Right, can you do that on Shabbos for a novel? What's the problem? There's niyug avelus b'Shabbos. You can't do that. The whole thing they try to ask, you shouldn't start up with Shabbos and Yom Tov. So if you go ahead. And your cousin comes, but you put a mechitza around him. There's no niyug avelus gedola mizu. It's avelus b'faresia. We don't allow avelus b'faresia on Shabbos Yom Tov. You people follow? Rama adds, "Umuto leila basing hezbe Shabbos, vav bechol ein bo iso, rak meachas sheoso l'spalel mayase sham." An onen, as an onen, he can go to shul. He has no such restrictions. Why? He's not restricted from leaving the house. Part of hilchas avelus, part of nehugi avelus, is that you shouldn't yetsi mi beso. He's secluded, right? That opens up the next modern shaila that nobody really wants to put his name to a psak. And that is, the meaning is that the Avelim conduct their shiva in the house of the deceased. But they don't live there anymore. The parents died, and they moved out to Teaneck a long time ago, or to, was it Pasaic. Well, that Pasaic is really noteworthy. Someone should write that up. I don't think it's 10 years. And in 10 years it became an Ir Ve'em B'Yisrael, a major Jewish settlement. The mobility of our populations. Why? Housing was cheap there. And I have a bunch of my family living there now. And good shuls came in, good rabbonim, and it became an oppressive Jewish community. News, what happens? I live in Passaic. My parents, right, live elsewhere. Shiva, we sit in my parents' house. So all my poor people, my friends from Passaic, got a crunch lip, right? So what became the minig? So you get an announcement on the phone from your shul secretary. They'll be sitting shiva from Monday to Thursday, right, in Muncie. And then Saturday night and Sunday, they'll be in Passaic. Is there a heter to go Friday from the house of the oval to travel? It's also one of the Nehugi Avel will see is Shiro Yisim Pesah Besov. That's what he says there. An onan can go out to shul, but what's he doing in shul? He can't daven, so no point in going to shul. But it's not restricted from going out. But an oval is restricted from going out. So where did the heter come in that you can be Noheg Avelus? New Gevelas, a half of it, 3.5 days in one community and 3.5 days in the other community. And as often happens, you have Baruch Hashem, a large family, brothers and sisters, each one lives in a different community. So for 2 or 3 days they scatter, right, so that the people in the community shouldn't be imposed upon. There's no rational reason for that. Not such a terrible thing if a fellow can't come to be by Nachum Oval, my shrei has a little tshuva. You call on the telephone. There's also an aspect of Nichum Avelim. If you can, you go. Not, but where's the head to come that because of your courtesy to the Menachemim, that you go elsewhere so the Menachemim should have an easier time? Now here's a nice halacha in Hilchos Shabbos. Im tzorech l'hachshir chalatchum kedei lasol b'tzorech ha'mes. In order to get the mess buried Sunday morning, he has to make contact with the fellow who digs the grave, the goy who digs the grave, who has the backhoe. And he can only catch him Saturday night. He's afraid that Sunday he won't wait to catch him. So, in Hilchos Shabbos, we don't allow you on Shabbos to walk to the end of the Trum and wait there until it is Sesach HaKovim, so that you can go ahead and make contact with your lawyer, make contact with your doctor, make contact with your business associate. That's a chilul of Kedusha Shabbos. It is an isur, right? Av mechin mi Shabbos l'chol. People, you following? But for tzorch emes, we allow it. Which means that last hour of Shabbos, you've given up Kedusha Shabbos by a rabbinic decree. Not Isur, you didn't do an Isur. You went only up to the end of the Chul. But you're making me Shabbos the Chol. For this reason, we allow, for this purpose, it's proper. The purpose is for Tzorche Emes, Lasso for Tzorche Emes. Then, at that point, you can't yell, but I can't do anything because it's Shabbos. I can't be considered to be an onan, so I can eat Bosova Yayin at that point. So for Shalashunas, I'll eat Bosova Yayin. No. Once you declare it's not Kedusha Shabbos, Kvot Shabbos, that's maybe a better notion, that you're willing to dispense with Kvot Shabbos, then you don't have that excuse that is tohud be osul b'mes, then all the chiyuv yaninus come back into play. That's what he said. Nimzorach la'achshir ha'latchum te'elasa b'tzorach ha'mes, then cholol avaninus li'osa b'kulam. Mishor shamaschil aleches, so you can't have a shalashudis of the chol that was left over. Mishor shamaschil aleches te'elasa b'tzorach ha'mes. If he's going to use goyim to bury him b'yom tov rishon, again I remind you, the ikur kvod hames is not to allow bizoyan hames, and bizoyan hames is that the mess putrefies. You've been reading a little bit about this Haiti catastrophe. Every now and then, you're on the radio, and I heard that a fellow is working in a hospital that was set up, a field hospital, and he says the report was they did in the last 2 days 205 amputations and something like that. He says, and all around his hospital, there are decaying bodies. I'll tell you a personal story. The first Lebanon war. I was in Eretz Yisrael, and a contingent of Rabbonim were taken by Chaplain Goldberg, the Musmach my yeshiva, a longtime chaplain in the army, took a contingent just to see Lebanon. The army was camped around Damascus, and wanted to show off how the Tzorchei Halacha were taken care of, how to set up a field kitchen with kosher food for the soldiers, etc., etc. But the most intriguing thing that he showed us was the number of dead soldiers, of dead Arab soldiers. Wherever you walked, there was a dead body. Every dead body was covered with newspapers by us. And every dead body had a number on it already. And it was our people, the Chevra Kadisha of the army, that went around burying them. The Lebanese, he died, finished. Not going to get much out of it, no more taxes to get from him. Walked away. You know, it was the Israeli army Chevra Kadisha contingent under the chaplain's directions, right? They went around burying all the dead Lebanese soldiers, because the concept of kovod hames, that's ours. It doesn't exist for it. Saw a very sad comment in the New York Times that the Haitians, because of their complex religion, Christian, voodoo, all kinds of strange mixtures of Avodah Zorah and Christianity, there the great emphasis, the greatest emphasis of them is the Nuhugi Avelus, or Nuhugi Kvura, special prayers, and they make a big deal of it. I saw yesterday in the paper that a carpenter, he's in such great demand to make coffins, he's charging only $250 as a courtesy to the people. And the note is $250, that's one-third the annual salary of most Haitians. And he's as a line of people paying the money, because the kovod hames is important to them. So that, plus the terrible tragedy, the mass graves, the idea of bodies just being thrown into a mass grave, hundreds of thousands, a thousand, 150,000 already, thrown into a mass grave, that's a second catastrophe. That's an insult to the family, etc., etc. Yeah, but what are you supposed to do with such things? Imhotzel kovo b'yom tov rishon odei amamim also b'kula. If he's going to use goyim to bury him, then it's aninus, right? Because came b'yom tov sheni where hu v'asmo yochol kovo, then cholo olav kol dini aninus. Remember the two. Rambam mentioned Abel, and who are you Misabel? Right? It says on the seven Kovin. Yesh omrim Esther Amor, Shetalmud Rabbo Muvok, also Lecho Bosor Yankol Gran Shemutel Lifnehim. In other words, before Kfura, our Talmud also, as part of Kfod Rabbo, also should be knowing that much of Aninus, not to eat Bosor Yayin. Because Bosor Yayin is not only a Indian has to do with from the original Iso Kobonos, but has to do with what? Kovot Hames. You can't go as an owner. You have nothing to do, and the Chevra Kedisha is in charge of everything. Right? So what are you supposed to do? Go to movies. Sit and watch television. Something is wrong with that. Don't need a psak halacha on that. It's just improper. A sense of propriety comes into it. Now here comes a nice halacha. Misha mes or mes b'shabbos yochal b'motzoi shabbos b'lo havdalah. It's also to eat before havdalah. But since he's an onan, right, burial is going to be in the morning. And you know, in Yerushalayim, maybe elsewhere, I saw too, in Bnei Brak also. I've been at Levi in Bnei Brak, Motzoi Shabbos, starting at midnight. Yeah, with an old Rab Geffen's Zechetzel Bracha. He died on Shabbos afternoon. I have to be in Bnei Brak that Shabbos, and the funeral was Shabbos night, and to this day it's emotionally one of the most impressive levayas, because everybody showed up carrying a lantern. Well, it's pitch black, no lampposts there. Everybody who came carried a lantern, and the procession were people walking with lanterns, and the kula was done that night, right? But that's not usual. Even time of Gemara, at night it's hard to do that. Therefore, Misha Mes Lo Mes B'Shabbos, and kula is going to be on Sunday, but V'lo Yispale Lo B'Boker according kula, Ul Acha kula. Yispalal tefila shachis im lo ovas mana. Aval tefila ha'erev lo yispalal shikvar ovas mana. Now, why? Get the analysis here. That's critical also in the whole concept of the mitzvah of nihugi avelus. The raisa, the rabbonon, whatever it is. The halacha is you couldn't daven ma'ariv motzoi shabbos. Whatever reason, usual case is, right, where the person wasn't well, and he wasn't up to davening. Then shachis, he can daven fine. Someone has intestinal problems, and he couldn't. Have a goof noki to daven ma'ariv. So Shabbos, Sunday morning, he'll say two shemoneses. Hashlom of tashlumin for ma'ariv. How about here? Ma'ariv, I can't daven in the morning, only on Tashrumin. He says, Shekvav Ovas Mano, Velo Domi Lishokach Ruiz Pala Arvis, Shem is Pala Shachar Shtayim, Kivan Shebalaila Lohoya Chayev Lispalo. And here you have, you see, Taz records it, but here you have a machlokes hachonim. Machlokes is a nice machlokes. What does it mean that hachonim said you shouldn't daven as an onan? Doesn't mean that they recognize you're an onus. Then tomorrow morning, after kvura, if the kvura is early enough, you can daven shachis and say two shemeneses for tashum and for ma'ariv. But if they said you're potter from davening ma'ariv, that was what they said. Machlokas, whether a person wants to, is potter, but wants to, he can. That means a chiv is there, but you're potter. Then it makes sense that there's tashum in such a thing. But if you're potter, that's how the Bechava learned, that's how that's what the Mechaba learns. When the Rabbanon said, you potter means you didn't miss Ma'ariv. Well, I said you didn't daven Ma'ariv. There's no chiv you daven Ma'ariv. There's no tashrumin. Tashrumin, you have to pay for something you incurred a debt. There's no debt that you incurred. Kivan shebalai lo yechayv l'spalo, right? Then the next Shana comes in. Motzoi Shabbos, you didn't daven ma'ariv. You didn't make Havdalah either, it said. You ate before, without Havdalah. How about making Havdalah Sunday night? After Kfura? Monday night? Tuesday night? Urin and Havdalah? Yavdil acha sheyikva hames. What's the machlokes here too? The p'tur from Havdalah is what? Is it the same as ma'ariv? Why not? It should be the same thing. It's a chiyuv of ma'ariv, it's a chiyuv of Havdalah. And there's a p'tur because you're an onan. So you're potter. If you're potter, you're not chayev. You're not chayev in the tashrumin. But no, not so. What's the machlokas? Machlokas is, what is this halacha of Havdalah until Tuesday night? Is the halacha that Havdalah is to be done any time up to Tuesday night? Shechizus Makdimin, we make Shabbos night. But the Iker Chayev is Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday, same thing. Then came Sunday night, you have a new chiyuv, Monday new chiyuv. Therefore, you have to make Havdalah. If, however, the chiyuv is Saturday night, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are tashrumin for Saturday night, then if it's tashrumin, you will potter as no tashrumin. That's the machlokes, whether you have to make Havdalah or not. Machlokes achonim. We'll learn the Taz in a minute. This little Taz, yeah. Look at the Shach. Yud Beis. Yavdol Achar Shikov Hames. Atzof Yom Shlishi B'Shabbos. Doesn't make any point. Why? There's a chiyuv each night, up until Tuesday night. Shabbos, right, as we say, Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. Look at the Taz. Kivan shebalayla lo yechayel lispalo. It's kosu bedrisha mekano yinira hu adin lemesase b'tzoch yitzivach yotzepo v'zman ha'tfila shebotim lispalo. Or shekosu ha'tshul l'simu tzadu kimu. There are other p'turim from davening. If you're osik b'tzoch yitzivach, you're involved with a well digging company, right? Because there's a shortage of water and you have to dig a well, and you're dealing with them, and because what you had to do, you couldn't get around to daven ma'ariv, right? Then you're potter. You have to daven ma'ariv in the morning or not? You have to take two shemeneses or not? So who are then? Why? Mitoch ha'esek ovas v'adosu tefila. Yigam kein ein tzoch la'shlima b'man tefila. She'achel l'spal shayim. Achel shayim echel tashrumin. Kivan she'gam kein b'zman ha'esek. How you potter mitfila, kamo ba'avelus. The Mali owners of Avelis are Oesig Mitzvah. He's dealing with the tools of the Patsashim. Uledati, look what the Taz adds. Kol Shekein Hu, for sure. Dor Shenesase Besorchei Tzibu, Gamkein Ovad Avodas Hashem Yisborach, Ad Kan Lashonu. That's the Lashon of Tool. Comes the Taz and says, V'toma Ani, Im Yotzu HaDvorim Eilu Mipiv. How's that? Can't believe that Tool would say such a thing. Why? Do kol shu ones mikra p'tur mitfila. Ve'ed amo ba'ones, it was pala lacha kakshayim. Moshe kosu ba'chayim, it's mikuf chas. And ones also potul. You can see the chilek. The Taz is not right here. There are two kinds of p'tur. Ones means you're not punished for not davening. He didn't do an avera, but a mitzvah he didn't do either. If you're osek b'tzorchei tzibur, or osek b'tzorchei ames, there the halach of osek b'mitzvah potter when a mitzvah comes in. Then you're potter. Try to tie this in with hilchos sukkah, mahalchei regel, going to do a mitzvah, the p'turim min hasukkah. Meaning, they're traveling 4 or 5 days at Chol HaMoed, and they come to a hotel, to a motel, and they eat in the house. They don't have to go into a sukkah. Halacha l'maisa, even there was sukkah outside, they're potter for going into the sukkah, because oisik b'mitzvah is potter man ha-sukkah. It's potter man ha-mitzvah. That's halacha p'tur. Right? Ones is not halacha, he's potter from the mitzvah. Means I can explain why he didn't do it. He's not a bad boy. He's an honest. Right? So that's what he went. So the kasha, the Taz asked, is not a fair kasha. The Tomani, those who dwell in the culture, owners, Mikro Ptu, Mikfila, had your owners as Palach Hashtag, for your Kosovo Ahai. The Sue, the Kosovo Tuma Sadeshan, Misha, you're told, Ezel Apokid, Machmas Chov. Yeah? English translation. He's meeting with a income tax agent reviewing his filing, right? He couldn't get away. Elim came behefsid mamon. So he was defending his case. Had he walked away, he would have had to pay a lot of money. Now by arguing, or maybe offering a bribe or something, he could have worked things out. Right? Gitzah hanetzah. Ubitoch kach over zman hatfila the mikra onus. Afagav the machmas mamon who mispar lach hashayim arelach behedya. Afagav lo yapoter be also shor mitfila machmas tilde the mikra onus who adin nama yapoter machmas tilde the mitzvim. Im kein nistra das bal adrisha bezer be pirusho. Oh, the lama din zeme abeilus the hocha ein anodon doma l'raya. The Dafkin Abtur Bo Machmas Zover Acher Hainu Shu Aspo Yochel Es Parah Bli Shumaniya. Ela Shav Velus Potrosu Bze Ein Tashumin Elim Kain Ela Ach Ein Tashum Achakach. Ma Shein Kain Abtur Machmas Tilde Ein Ze Kori Ptur Mitzar Aspo. Ela Ones Rob Emes Yefshu Ones Par Ze Nikra Ptur. Velo Ones. Tein Lo Pnai Ukmo Cholo Shen Yochel Es Parah. Aze Tiknu Tashumin De Mikra Ptur Machmas Ones. Teams are locating Tachni Ribo. Okay, nice machlokes. Okay, let's just finish off Simem Aleph. Then I want to go to the Kupat Cholim, the Kupat Rochlim of the Torah Israel. So we know what we're talking about in Hilchos Avelos. What the Mechaber is trying to now to lay down rules, what's called Osik B'mitzvah? I'm sorry, what's called Tirdo de Mitzvah, or Osik B'kvura, Osik B'tzorche Hames? The obvious question is, two things. Number one, there's someone else in charge. The classic case is, a sister died, a married sister died. She has a husband, she has children. There's no chiyuv on the brother. The husband and the children take care of everything. Is he called, at that point, is he called an oneh and that's potam and a mitzvah also? Second, a more remote case, as we'll see, he's in a different town. He's been on vacation in Florida. The fellow died in New York. Right? There's no way he can get a plane until the morning time. Does he make Havdalah? Does he daven Ma'ariv or not? He's certainly not also b'tzoche emes. He's even worried, will I get there in time for the kvuli? Okay. Here are the classic cases. And the classic case being, I think, in your historical reference to the Maharam of Wittenberg. Misha mes b'tfisa, lo nisim l'kvura, lo chol ala kov v'maninus, v'gam abelos lo chol aleim, kivan shlo nisyashim ala kovo, v'chein im kovo hames b'tfisa, or the relatives are in prison, ein aninus chal aleim, v'chein misha nerag b'derech, o goroso chaya, o shotfo nor, or September 11th, and the Twin Tower collapsed, and we know that no one has survived, or now in Haiti. By now it's already 5 weeks, and they're still removing the girders, the steel, looking for bodies, right? Not osik b'kvura, right? Therefore, you're not an onan. Number two, you're not an oval because there's no burial. Ovals only after burial. Therefore, as long as don't nishashu melekovo, as long as they still hope to find the body and bury him, ein arakovim lo din aninus lo din abelus. When does abelus start? When they finally give up. Right? 6 months have passed by, and they're stopping to look.
What's an official giving up?
Huh?
What does officially mean giving up? The family has given up? The authorities have given up?
They tell them there's no hope to find anything.
As soon as the Coast Guard says...
The Haiti example is a good one. Again, I come in from home, I listen to the radio to make sure that Washington Bridge is still standing. The families of the people not recovered yet in Haiti are pleading, don't give up. That's lone assertion. Okay. Then, finally, they give up. And the bulldozers come in, and they level everything now, and they can start building on top of it again. That's the Shashim of hope. Okay? When they finally give up, then starts Havelos. So I was Menachem Oval. Somebody must have been certainly eight months after the Twin Towers, right? And the people at the Bellevue Hospital, the medical examiner, identified a body part on DNA, and they buried the body part, and then Abe was started. A piece of a body. Kolzman shol nikva hames, eino choletz mino misando. He doesn't take off his shoes. Eino chaya batif hasarosh, which we'll discuss in Mara. We don't do that nowadays. Right? Batif hasarosh was, he sits with a talus over his head up to the mustache. Ukvias hamita, which we don't do nowadays. Right? What was kvias hamita in those days? Best visualize it. Imagine the chair is best. You have legs on the chair, right? Yeah, and you have then also little posts above. Little posts went above the frame of the bed. If you turn it upside down, you have it low down to the ground. You don't do that. Ba'bez, I'm not made that way. But also, leishev olishev al gabei mita afilu kfuya. Right? But you have to sit b'derech habelus, right? They're not b'derech kovod. The kol shegein also b'tashmish hamita. Again, I tell you, going to Rambam and the Rif, there's no such thing. An onan has no avelus. Tashmita is aloch of avelus. What are those who hold that also tashmita? Tashmita is like sitting at a banquet. It's like sitting b'asibo, right? It's an activity like going to the movies. Excuse the comparison. Right? Compared to what's happening, it looks upon as a frivolous thing to do. Not a time. Marital relations require an emotional state. That emotional state between husband and wife is interfered with by the avelus. Yesh omrim, also the also v'chitza v'sicho v'simcho shel shalom v'tasporis u'b'melocha. Aber muta los is b'pesa b'esa. Okay. And I was left out. No one argues on Nilas HaSandal. Because Nilas HaSandal, that's supposed to interfere with your walking. And if also the Tzorchei Emes, you gotta be free to walk wherever you have to go. Over pebbles, over mountains. Now comes the next. Hamashamer is Hames. He's not an ovel, he's not a relative. But he's hired to watch that the body shouldn't be attacked by mice, by rats. Afal pi she'ino meso, he's also b'tzorchei ames, he's potter b'kriyas shrokh b'tzorchei. Ha'yushnayim, it's not that because you wear a badge, shomer, therefore you're potter. No, it means you're involved. Yeah, obviously, there are two people. You don't need more than one to watch, right? Ha'yushnayim zeh meshamer zeh korei. I mentioned it last time, repeat it. Isman Azeh doesn't apply. Yeah, I'm assuming it could be, God forbid, such a thing. The dead body is outside on Shabbos, you can't move him, and you have a shomer. Yeah. But our shomer usually means that the body is put in a morgue, right? It's in a refrigeration, and so that to avoid decomposition. And the shmira is only shmira shel kavod, right? Sign of respect. I told you like the soldiers that stand in front of Buckingham Palace. They're not defending the king. They don't even have any guns, I don't think. Did they have guns?
Yeah.
But they had no bullets. So. Anyway, these tin soldiers are there. Kavod malchus, right? That's the kavod. That's not called shomer. Shomer is only shomer from attack. Okay. If there's any clarifying things of any questions. Right. So what we'll do tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll start Hilchos Avelus, and we'll begin with the Tefillos Yisrael. Yeah, so get down what the Vela. Avela Zion, Zera Zion, Zera Shlosha. Okay.